Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. Being a conservative Republican in California can be very frustrating considering we live in a political environment that is dominated by liberals. But over the years, I've kept a close watch on crime statistics in our state compared to the crime statistics in Humboldt County. It is very disturbing that year after year after year, we have seen every reportable category of crime in our local community increase, while just the opposite was happening in the rest of California. Across the board, our crime was on the rise, and the rest of the state, it was on the decline. I blamed our lenient drug policies for this trend. Well, this is no longer the case. I wish it was because crime was declining in Humboldt County, but unfortunately, it is because the entire state is seeing crime escalate. I believe the marijuana industry is responsible for the problems locally, but what has changed in the rest of the state? Three federal judges ruled that the California prison system is severely overcrowded, and they ordered the release of at least 10,000 criminals from prison. We are being fed a lie that these people are nonviolent and do not pose a threat to society. But the numbers do not lie. Every reportable crime is increasing, including murder, rape, and aggravated assault. The lawyers who made this happen should be sued by the people who are victimized by these so-called nonviolent criminals who are wandering our streets instead of being in prison where they belong. A jury of their peers sat through a trial, reviewed the evidence, and found them guilty of a crime, or the criminal himself pled guilty. Usually, the guilty plea was to a lesser offense. After this process, a judge handed down a sentence for this person to be incarcerated for a specified period of time. This punishment is designed to deter this individual from committing a crime in the future. Fear of prison is a great deterrent. This is what we, the citizens, want. Then the entire system gets perverted by a select few lawyers and judges. Some poor inmate didn't like the conditions in prison, so they started complaining to their lawyer. The lawyer filed a lawsuit, and it was eventually heard by a judge. The judge ruled in favor of the criminal. It was appealed and ended up being heard by a panel of three federal judges who ruled in the prisoner's favor. Now we are bombarded with criminals wandering our streets without any fear of prosecution because our prisons are overcrowded. I wish we could force the three judges who made this inexcusable decision to release these criminals to attend every funeral of someone who has been murdered by the very people they let out of prison. The lawyers and judges who brought this before the court should have to sit with the family of every young girl who has been raped by one of their clients and explain to them why they did what they did. Justice has been perverted by a few lawyers and judges who have unleashed a tidal wave of criminals on our society. The argument for early release were centered on the perceived inhumane environment the criminal had to serve his time in. We were told that the criminals released were not a threat. The numbers prove otherwise. Unfortunately, the lawyers and judges involved in this decision made one of the biggest mistakes ever inflicted on the residents of California. We are paying the price of their complete ignorance. Yes, the lawyers and judges who let over 10,000 criminals out of prison are ignorant at best. They are every bit as responsible for the rapes and murders as the one who is committing these crimes. My wish is that the victims of these crimes bring a class action lawsuit against these lawyers and judges, and I get on the jury. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.